In Randolph County and from us around, everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Ransparta means WHCO.
Car folks on the go, it's 1230. Oh.
It's WHBO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know. You're welcome on WHCO. Randolph County.
Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. It is 9:26. I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak. Hope your morning's going well. I'm talking with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder, and so I guess how are things going with the county?
Well, we're pushing along as always. I'll mention a couple of things. I know it's I had mentioned this to the press last Friday morning, last week. 9 o'clock was our board meeting. There wasn't a tremendous amount on the agenda this time of year. It's usually pretty quiet in the summertime. Many people are off on vacations. But I had discussed a little bit about the real estate tax bills. We've received a lot of questions about those. We have been delayed this year. Normally they are out. We have not been able to get them out with the quadrennial, i.e. once every 4 year reassessment that we're required to do, and with the changes up at the state of Illinois Department of Revenue, we are waiting on them to respond with some of the information we need. Hopefully we'll have that within the next week or so. That was the last update I heard as of Friday. Excuse me. They thought it would be approximately a week before they would have the information back to us, the final approvals on the assessments and the different numbers and the particular changes there's been. Then, of course, we run them through the county clerk's office for final, you know, information on them. Then we print them. So if everything stays on track, I'm hoping we'll have them printed, you know, by the first week of August or so, and in the mail. And it looks like our first payment will be sometime around mid to late September is going to be the first installment due. I'll keep you updated on that. But I had quite a few questions. Normally we have them out by now.
Mm-hmm.
And normally the first installment's due sometime in August, but we have been delayed about a month at this point in time. We weren't exactly sure how it was going to go, because so you kind of keep holding back and, well, how's it going?
Right.
Well, you know, we sent some more information up, you know, well, they've asked for some more questions, you know, we sent them back up, we're waiting on their response, and sometimes it just gets into that situation where you're waiting on someone to provide you what you need so you can move on to the next step. But
part of what you need from the state is that multiplier, isn't it?
Well, the multiplier will be the final thing, but that will be required from them, but that's the last one you plug in. That one doesn't take a lot of time, because you plug that in, the computer obviously does the calculations, mm-hmm. prints the bills. But all the reassessments, they go through and they look at those things. I don't want to say one at a time, but they look at them by groups. And we had a few parcel number changes, particularly down in the Prairie to Rocher area, where they were updating some of these that had been, they weren't quite square as to what they needed to be and that type of thing. And so we had some changes and some adjustments down there in that particular area. And they review those and, you know, and give their approval, or, you know, say we need to make particular adjustments to them or something, mm-hmm. of that nature. And I don't want to get real specific. Number one, I'm not immersed in the details of it. It's, mm-hmm. And then, of course, number two is, you know, the specifics is not the issue. The issue is what you're waiting on and going through. But they had some, you know, adjustments and changes that they had to make down there that go along with the once every 4 years. So it kind of has delayed the process a little bit. Hopefully we'll be back on track, and then next year we won't have to deal with this, because, well, obviously when you delay the process by a month or so, all the taxing bodies, and I always mention this, Randolph County, although they are the collecting agent for the taxes, we collect it and distribute it. We are not, you know, it's not all Randolph County, mm-hmm. money. Depending on where you live and what school district you're in, typically the bulk of the real estate tax bill will go to the school district. If you're inside the city limits, say a Sparta or Redbud or one of those communities, the city or village gets a portion of it, and then the county gets a portion. Typically, the county's portion is only about 20% of what you're paying, and the other 80% is spread among other taxing districts. But it also affects Randolph County. It affects your cash flow. It's been almost a year since we've had any funds come in from this, and obviously the bank accounts are getting down near the bottom. So, you know, as much as us and all the other districts, we need these things out here as soon as possible to keep it moving. So, but that is an update on where we're at on real estate taxes. And hopefully we'll have the information back. And of course, you know, with the state, they had elections last year, so you have a lot of new people up there, and you know, and that slows the process. But hopefully they'll get everything in gear here before long, and we can and get this taken care of and get it out and keep the process moving on. So,
all right, I'll tell you what, let's take a break here.
Sure.
And we'll come back talking with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder here on The People Speak. We'll be right back. You're listening to Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. This is The People Speak. I'm Jeff, talking today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder, and we're talking about taxes. Another thing you're talking about, I mentioned I was taking a trip up north yesterday and saw the those big tall windmills.
Oh, yes. Those things are very interesting. We were having just a little discussion there during the break about them. I've always found those fascinating, and exactly how they work economically, but that's not the point that I'm going to make here. We have been requested to and are updating our solar energy. If you remember correctly, we put in an ordinance for zoning for solar energy about 2 years ago. And since that time, there's been some issues come up with, you know, would people be interested in putting, you know, those large wind turbines in Randolph County? To my knowledge, there's no one that's really that interested in it at this point in time, because we're not really in a wind, you know, what corridor. That's what they call it, wind corridor. But nevertheless, it's probably better off to be ahead. So for the last 6 months or so, our land use management and planning committee and land use management director has been working on studying these issues, and we've come up with some draft ordinances for wind. And actually, we're looking at it more as a total package, where it was just we had here's the ordinance for solar related if somebody wants to put in commercial solar. Now we're going to look at it more as an amendment to the code section and just change it to what I guess we'd call, and I forget the exact terminology we're using, we'll say an alternative energy or an alternative energy group that would cover, you know, and then from that we would have solar use in it, wind use, and then if somebody would, you know, or some company at some time would want to put alternative fuels or something like that, it would all kind of encompass the whole group. But of that package, we're looking right now at an ordinance related to possible wind. If anyone would want to develop these wind turbines, you would have something in place. If you have nothing in place, then if somebody wants to come in and do it, you have nothing to say about it. But if you have something in place that establishes some guidelines, and most of these guidelines are very generic in nature, it talks about, you know, you have to have a sufficient amount of funds to, you know, do the correct job with it, do a proper engineered job. You have to provide for disposal and removal of the equipment once it's decommissioned and taken out. You have to have, obviously, setback rules and the rules that relate to the top of them and those types of things. How high can they be, you know, how wide can be, how close together can they be, et cetera, et cetera. How close can they be to communities and that sort of thing. Anyway, moving on with that, after modeling and studying the ordinances that are carried from different other counties in the state of Illinois and around the area, we put together a general ordinance package. And there's going to be hearings on that tomorrow night at St. Patrick's in Roma, St. Patrick's Catholic Church there in Roma at their hall. We're going to hold a hearing at 7 o'clock for any interested parties that wish to attend. And I know in the process all along we've been working, one of the large ones, since we're talking about rural, basically, rural development, it has been the Farm Bureau. They've had quite a bit of input into it, to their issues and concerns, et cetera. And I know they will probably attend tomorrow night to hear any input. And any other interested citizen or group who wants to, you know, just come along and listen and hear what's discussed. And I have no idea how many will be there. There might be 15 people there. Mm-hmm. There might be 200. I just simply do not know how many will have any interest in it. But we'll be proposing, discussing, putting it on display for people to look at. It's already on our website, has been there for, I think, about 15, 20 days. If anyone wants to download it and take a look at it, and the proposed ordinance and the proposed conditions of it. But anyway, that'll be the public hearing time for anyone who wishes to attend, see what is, see the discussions on it, study it more in detail, have your questions answered and discussed by people who are certainly more knowledgeable about it than myself. Wind is not my exact specialty. I work more towards finance and economics, but... And that will be available tomorrow night at 7 o'clock down at St. Pat's, and I'm certainly going to try to attend and hear the discussions and hear the concerns or whatever those may be, and the issues involved with it as we move forward to see if this is what we need to enact. And so we'll have something in place in case anyone ever does wish to propose a development down here. We'll have guidelines in place. I know that was an issue up in Monroe County. Upwards towards Columbia, there were some discussions about some, and there was, of course, I think there was quite a bit of opposition against it. I don't know what happened. I suppose it was probably withdrawn. It's one of those things that I'm not sure it's really how applicable it is to our area, but nevertheless, like I said, if you have nothing in place, then you have no say-so in what happens, and basically then somebody wants to develop it, as long as they meet the setback rules, they're fine. But if you can have other guidelines in place as to how these things should be developed, that helps provide a better alternative. And so we're modeling those after the ones that were done up north. There's quite a few counties in Randolph County quite a few counties in the state of Illinois have such an ordinance and regulations, and we're modeling off of those.
If you look at those, you've almost got to have some kind of regulation, because those are tall structures.
Well, that becomes the issues involved in it. Setback, line of sight, how close are they to, populated communities? How tall should they be? There's two types of, they measure it in the height and two different types of things. One, the maximum height that the blade can reach, as well as the overall height that the, the center generator is located at, and how tall the tower should be, ground clearance, how close they should be located one to another, et cetera. Those all become the main issues. Of course, there's also issues related to safety, how much wind load they should be able to withstand. So, if a major storm comes through, it's not going to tear them apart and blow them into the neighbor's yard type of thing. Of course, the builders of them take much of that engineering into consideration as well. They want them to be able to withstand anything that would, normally come through as well. But if you have these guidelines in place, it gives you a general idea as to what it needs to be done.
Okay.
So that's what will be taking place Tuesday. Other than that, that's probably the main thing on the agenda for this week. Announced it way early. Our next board meeting will be a week from Friday, last week of the last weekend of this month.
Which seems to be moving along fairly quickly.
Yes, it does. I know. They said it'd be like this when we got older, and it seems like the weeks just kind of go by, especially the summertime when it's so pretty and the days are nice and the days are long, and you kind of want summer to last for a long period of time, and it just doesn't do that for you.
But boy, winter lasts a long time, doesn't
it? Winter never seems to end. Summer seems to go by quickly. Winter never seems to stop. I've kind of noticed that in the lineup as well.
All right, I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and do our next break in here and come back and talk some more with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder here on The People Speak. We'll be back right after this. Hey, welcome back. Talking with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder.
I'll mention just a couple of other things that have taken place. If you've been following the board minutes, we have Randolph County received a loan award from Farmers Home Administration, Rural Development Loan for putting a new roof on the care center. The roof there is extremely old, and it hasn't been leaking too bad lately, but it seems to have its worst times in the wintertime. has quite a bit of problems and needs a new roof put on the facility. And we were applied for and were awarded a loan back in, I'm going to say, late February, early March. And ever since then, we've been trying to close that and complete the process. Of course, attorneys, they move at their own speed, and it seems like it's been on the agenda pretty much every board meeting. But it looks like now the closing is going to take place at the meeting 2 weeks from Friday. Last Friday of the month is when we're going to have that closing. But during the process, we did get lucky on one aspect. The federal interest rates dropped.
Mm-hmm.
If you read, see the news about the Federal Reserve, they lowered the interest rates. So I think we were in at 3% on part of it and 4% on some of it. It all dropped into the lower threes, so that's going to help us a little bit. It's it's $240,000, not a very large loan in the grand scheme of things, but it's significant enough that it'll, over the period of time, it'll save the county several thousand dollars. So it's nice to see that had happened, and it looks like that is going to take place and close, and we'll probably be able to get the new roof installed. I would say late summer, early fall is the plan. One of the things that will make it the most difficult is there's one air conditioning unit up there that we have to raise up that has to be taken care of first before they go through the rest of the process. After that, the roof those roofers move pretty quickly
right.
when they do those projects. It doesn't take quite a bit. They move along with it pretty good. So that is hopefully we'll close in the next couple of weeks, and we'll get that started in early fall and get it taken care of. Also received a notice. I actually saw this a couple of days ago from the Enterprise Zone application. It is in. They're requesting everything's in place and ready to go. They had requested a couple of additional letters for Randolph County and the others involved in it. I'll be putting that together this week for them. But it's in the process and moving, as you've heard me discuss it here numerous times, and hopefully we'll have a good shot at getting that awarded, the Monroe Randolph County Enterprise Zone. Hopefully we'll be awarded it. That award won't actually occur probably until about Christmas time, about mid-December. And if for some reason we don't make it in the first round, we still have one more shot at it for 2020, the year after that, and we'll put back in again. And between one of the two of those, I think we have a very good opportunity on that one. So that's the progress on that.
Okay.
And here shortly coming up, obviously the grand begins. It's only about 2.5 weeks away.
Mm-hmm.
Over the last couple of weeks, I've had several meetings with the ATA and have another one this week. Actually have one Wednesday morning, and then another one the week past that, where we're discussing some issues that they have involved. But we're working very hard to make sure that Randolph County remains their permanent home, and everything seems to be going quite well with that. But as it comes around, you always have the meetings and the issues coming up where they discuss different aspects of it. So that's moving forward as well, and we'll be starting here in basically 3 weeks from today, if I'm not mistaken. So the grand will begin, so it's not that far off.
True. Yeah. Of course, you get that aim shoot just right before that.
Yes, there's several aspects that go around it, and and different other opportunities and venues that go around it. But I was just speaking in general.
Right,
but obviously,
right.
We're looking forward to it. It is a very nice thing to have for Randolph County. We're very fortunate to have it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the little items for updates. Other than that, anything else?
I guess, road work continuing.
Baldwin Blacktop. I almost forgot about that. The paving project, we have an update on that from our last board meeting. It was a pave resurfacing that ran from Ridge Road south of Baldwin up to the city limits of Baldwin, or village limits, then north from the village limits of Baldwin to basically County Road 18, Randolph County Line Road, I believe it is. Not County Road 18, that's incorrect. Randolph County Line Road. That is complete except for a little bit of additional striping marking around the railroad track crossing up there by the power plant, and that'll complete that project.
All right. Well, it sounds like we're about out of time, but thanks for being with us.
That's quite all right. As always, enjoy the opportunity to come in and say a few words, and I look forward to it 2 weeks from now.
All right. We'll talk to you then.
Thank you.
For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.